as far as I was concerned, it was going to be a normal FA Cup semi-final. It was a day that a lot of people were obviously looking forward to. They do look forward to an FA Cup semi-final. It's one of the biggest occasions of the season.
What point did you realise something was wrong?
Well, I noticed that when the crowd were coming into the Leppings Lane end, clearly the pens in the middle of the Leppings Lane were being much more heavily populated than those at the side. Now, it seemed to me that the police should have been doing a different job at that time. They should have been directing people into the side pens to ensure that the central pens weren't overcrowded. The game didn't last long until it was stopped. I mean, it was 6 minutes after the start when John Aldridge struck the crossbar, and then thereafter, Bruce Grobbelaar came out of his goal. The referee was attracted to what was going on in the Leppings Lane end, and people started to come over. Quite clearly, there was an issue as soon as I saw the fans on the pitch. Some were climbing to get up into the stand above, which was seated, to get away from the crush. Others were climbing over the fence. The police were at the front of the fence. Didn't seem to be doing a great deal in those circumstances. I would have thought there must have been a gate that would open, or they might have been able to use bolt croppers to get in to the supporters, because clearly this was a crushing, an overcrowding problem which was going on. And with the game now stopped, it was an issue which clearly the authorities, the police, the fire brigade had to deal with, and had to deal with very quickly indeed. But, you know, as we know, as the afternoon went on, it was a situation which turned into a horror scene. And of course, the more people that came onto the pitch, the more obvious it was that there weren't enough people from St John Ambulance to try and deal with the issue. You saw one ambulance initially, and that was it. That was the reaction. The police were just overcome and overwhelmed, and the supporters were doing all they could. They'd torn down the hoardings around the ground, the advertising hoardings, and used them as a stretcher to take the injured towards the gymnasium. I realised, although I couldn't say it at the time, that this was a major disaster we had on our hands and that people were clearly going to be killed.
In the minutes and hours after this started to happen, what can you remember most vividly?
People doing their very best to try to help, to lift people up from the back of the central pens up into the stand above, of people climbing over the top. I wasn't close enough to it, thankfully, to see what it must have been like for those people who were crushed against the barriers at the very front of that pen. I mean, that must have been an awful, awful death, and awful for the people that were still there and managed to survive that, and some, quite a lot, obviously did. But that must have been a nightmare which they must relive and relive, and you can only imagine what they must have gone through. When I finished broadcasting from there, I went to a hotel and my wife phoned up, and she said that two of my close friends had been there, and they'd been killed in the crush. They were lovely lads. They helped out with the Sunday League football team. So that really, really brought it home to me. And it was funny going back, because it was an absolutely glorious day. And off I went back across. I didn't like travelling on the motorway, so I decided to go back through the Woodhead Pass, and you just looked up and the sky was just above you, and I thought, crikey, you know, you're so close to touching heaven, as it were, and here are those people and their families who are never going to see them again. So it was that was a very moving moment for me.